Mr. Attorney General, I want to shift from Ohio to a new postal service proposal. And that postal service proposal, according to a New York Times headline, would block mail ballots in states that don't turn over data. I'm going to read something to you. The rule proposed last week is vaguely written, but appears to establish broad authority for the agency to intervene in the mail voting process. It calls on states to compile lists of mail voters that postal service employees would use to screen ballots for eligibility. If states refuse to comply, the agency could refuse to send their ballots. I want to be very clear about a couple of things, and you tell me, you're the lawyer. The U.S. Postal Service, frankly, the federal government, doesn't actually have a hand in our elections. It is done by the states. It is handled by the states. So this would be unprecedented. That's one. Two, this is all part of President Trump's humongous lie. It's not even a big lie at this point, that there is major fraud in the United States when it comes to voting that would be enough to change elections. That is a lie. That is not true. However, he now has the tools of government and apparently the USPS that he may use to refuse to allow voters to exercise their constitutional rights. What's your answer if that hits Nevada?
Yeah, well, we're already engaged in conversations internally, but also externally about engaging with the USPS on this issue. We're leading that effort as well. You hit the nail on the head. It is a lie. It is not true that there is widespread voter fraud in our elections. In fact, right here in Nevada, MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, has recently said that we are the number two ranked state when it comes to voter integrity and voter security. We run great elections here. They're free, they're safe, they're open. And at the end of the day, that's been what has carried the day when I not only meet Donald Trump in court, but beat him in court. But again, what we should have in a governor is someone who stands up for our state, who says we need to push back against these lies about the integrity of our elections so that people can have confidence in our elections. They should have the confidence because, again, objectively speaking, we have some of the best run elections in the state. And that's from, again, an objective third party overseer, not us internally patting ourselves on the back. But again, I beat Donald Trump in court dozens of times. And if I have to go to court over this, we'll beat him again.